Ephesians, pushing limits. True accomplishment can only be achieved by pushing limits, venturing beyond comfort zones, often, as in the Ephesians case, maintaining fruitful lives in the midst of persecution. We see strings of emphasis and superlatives, such as exceedingly, abundantly, above all, filled with all the fullness of God, etc. God is pushing limits in order to bless us and empowering us to push limits to maximize on receiving His blessings. Glorious destiny. Aligning our goals towards achieving the destiny and experiencing God's incomparably great power involves getting the eyes of our heart, our spiritual perception, awakened and enlightened. Ephesians 1:18 and 19. Perfect harmony. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together of the promise through Christ Jesus. Chapter 3. Our churches may look disjointed and misaligned with God's purpose, but from the big picture perspectives, there are the remnant, those few functional living stones in the churches that work across the globe to form the true body of Christ, who are moving forward to achieve His big purpose. We have boundless capacity. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now to Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." What a promise! God's ability, filling a capacity beyond the wildest imagination, God's power on overdrive. Some conditions to leverage God's power that works in us are as follows. Firstly, stand steadfastly. Ephesians 6. As warriors donning the full armor of God, it is crucial to blend in where possible, but more important, to stand our ground without compromise, to be flexible yet firm. Secondly, speak fearlessly. Ephesians 6, 4 and 5. With boldness, yet with diplomacy. In truth, yet with love. Directly, yet with a positive twist. Thirdly, pray unceasingly. In the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Ephesians 6. Can we stand amidst the most extenuating circumstances? Do we speak the truth in love, even when very upset? How does perfect love cast out fear? 1 John 4. How can we speak to each other in Psalms? What are some habits we need to develop in order to enable us to pray at all times? Have we emptied ourselves enough to be filled with all the fullness of God?